From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Silvia Poggioli from Rome with the latest on the health of the Pope. First, the lead. In his State of the Union address tonight, President Bush is expected to give more details on his plan to change Social Security. The basic pitch? Allow workers to invest on their own some of the money that now goes into the Social Security Trust Fund. That could mean big change in Washington and on Wall Street. Day to Day's Mike Pesca reports.
When financial reporter Charles Gasparino was writing his new book, Blood on the Street, about Wall Street analysts run amok, it began to dawn on him that the conditions that created the tech bubble in the late 90s weren't so different from the issues surrounding the Social Security plan of today. Really, any bubble follows some basic rules. Lots of money rushes in, lots of financial professionals make a killing, lots of investors get slaughtered, there's your blood on the street. Even though Gasparino is a self-described conservative who voted for President Bush, he couldn't help but conclude that when the government frees up billions and says, here, trust Wall Street, bad things will happen.
If there was one thing we learned from the 1990s is that the people that need advice the most never really get it. Wall Street is a place where if you're sophisticated, you could do okay. But if you're an average investor and you want to buy stocks, generally, you get ripped off.
But if a huge run-up were inevitable, wouldn't today's investors be creating a booming market? They're not. Economist Susan Lee, a former member of the Wall Street Journal editorial board, says what the street realizes is that there won't be enough money available to create a bubble, and people won't be allowed to invest in just anything.
There's not going to be a lot of money, and it's not going to go into stocks, and the money that does go into stocks are going to go into these big cap stocks that aren't that volatile. That, you know, it's very hard to run up the price of General Motors.
At first, under the plans President Bush has made public, workers won't immediately have thousands of dollars to invest, but at some point they will. University of Chicago Business School professor Austin Goolsbee says by 2030 or 2040, the amount of money in these private accounts will exceed the entire amount invested in the stock market of Japan. This explains Wall Street's current posture, which Goolsbee describes as...
The first thing they're thinking is, nobody say a word.
Goolsbee figures that stock prices will balloon, but maybe not bubble, because a bubble implies a burst. What would happen under this plan is that stocks would rise tremendously, but for good reason. Goolsbee makes this analogy.
If the government passed a rule that everybody had to buy a second home, then there would be all this demand for existing homes. And if you owned a home, you'd be pretty happy because there's all these people who need to buy one. Over the long term, people would go out and build some more homes. It wouldn't be a bubble. There would be this new demand.
Sounds good for the homeowner, not so much for the home buyer. And that's what Goolsbee says might happen with stocks. The cost of owning a stock would rise for no reason other than the flood of demand. The market might not come crashing down like a dot-com, but returns would be lower than what we expect from the market today. But there's so much about the plan that's unknown that Goolsbee can't yet decide if he's for or against private accounts. Will the fees Wall Street collects be capped? Will the investments be limited to safer options? The answers are what will make up his mind, and they'll start being discussed in greater detail, beginning with the president's speech tonight. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.